Welcome, Bankless Nation, back to the DevCon 6 experience. In this episode, I'm talking with Aya Miyaguchi, the executive director of the Ethereum Foundation, one of the leaders of DevCon, and why DevCon is what I'm calling a cultural experience as much as a tech experience. I asked Aya about the trajectory of Ethereum that she's seen thus far, and how all the DevCons have changed and adapted, and what really DevCon's role is in Ethereum, as it is the place, the meeting place, the ground zero, the epicenter of so much of what goes on in the Ethereum ecosystem, and what it's like been working at the EF for so long. So I hope you enjoy this fantastic conversation with Aya Miyaguchi of the Ethereum Foundation right after we talk to some of these fantastic sponsors that make the show possible. In all of my years in crypto, I've never been hacked, scammed, or phished. And I owe a large part of that credit to my Ledger hardware wallet. Or really, my Ledgers, like all of them, all five of them, because Ledgers hold like 99% of my crypto assets, and it makes me feel good about self-custody private key management. You know what else makes me feel good? Using the Brave browser, the user-first browser for the Web3 age. The Brave browser keeps your digital footprint small, keeping you in the driver's seat, while also being a powerful battle station for Web3, letting you access your crypto through its native wallet, or view your NFTs, or just keep up to date with the Web3 communities. And of course, you've heard of Arbitrum, and the Arbitrum ecosystem is really heating up. With their recent launch of Arbitrum Nova, Arbitrum has entered the world of multi-chain layer 2s. And with her recent acquisition of Prismatic Labs, Arbitrum firepower is bigger than ever. Arbitrum Nitro shipped last month and has made Arbitrum faster and cheaper than ever. So make sure that you experience what Arbitrum has to offer before it's too late. But maybe you're a developer who hates the constraints of the EVM. So check out the Fuel VM from the Fuel Network, which has opened up the world of parallel transaction execution, breaking the Fuel Network free from the EVM baggage. With Fuel, you can leverage the Rust tooling ecosystem to build stronger apps, all while keeping Ethereum level security. And maybe you're on Arbitrum, but you want to get to Fuel. You might use something like Across, the layer 2 bridge from UMA. Across is a safe and secure bridge, making it easy to transfer your assets from one layer 2 to another or back to Ethereum. It's super fast, super cheap, and all secured by UMA's optimistic oracle. And our last sponsor, Nexo, which has like 5 different products, and you're probably going to be interested in at least one of them. First, you can buy crypto instantly with credit, debit, or bank transfer. It's also got an advanced trading platform called Nexo Pro. You can also earn interest on your crypto, your Bitcoin, your Ether, or whatever asset you like. It's also got an instant crypto line of credit with as low as 0% APR and a crypto-backed MasterCard. One of those things is probably what you want. So go check out Nexo, the financial hub for the digital age. And let's go ahead and get right into the interview right now. And we are back. I'm here with Aya Miyaguchi, director of the EF. Aya, how's DevCon been going for you? Been having fun?
Yes, it's been great. And we kind of promised to make this DevCon the best DevCon ever. And I think team did it. Well, as far as I hear from people, I didn't get to see everything, but it is great energy. And I also hear from new people that they get it. This is Ethereum. So that's what the greatest thing to hear.
And the thing that I've noticed about DevCon is that it's not a tech conference. I mean, we're talking about tech. We're talking about Ethereum. Ethereum is a bunch of software. But sometimes, you know, tech conferences often happen in San Francisco or New York. But we are here in Bogota. And I think if you called DevCon just a tech conference, you're actually not seeing the full picture. So what is DevCon to you if it's more than just a tech conference?
I myself joined DevCon 2 for the first time. And just as an attendee before joining the Ethereum Foundation, DevCon was the place that I felt Ethereum was different. So that's what I wanted to, like, our team to create. But at the same time, we're bringing DevCon to Bogota this time. And then Bogota is, well, and also said, it's not just Bogota. It is Latin America. And the combination of, like, we are supporting all Latin America communities, but also they can inspire people from outside to feel the energy, like how they can be creative. I've been advocating this idea of next billion. They're the next billion users and builders of Ethereum, and then we have to include them. But also they are pretty creative because they have to, and the Ethereum is a necessity for them, and then they're building solutions for their own life. So a lot of energy and the vibe and passion and creativity, I want them to inspire the rest of the world. So that's DevCon for me.
And what goes into some of the thought process behind how we select a city for DevCon? Here we are in Bogota, Colombia. Last DevCon was in Osaka, Japan. Before that, it was Prague. These are not the typical big conference cities that, people go to. So what's some of the thought process as to how we decide where we're going to host these things?
Yeah, so it's there are a lot of criteria we look at, and then we were not successful all the time. We were not perfect, but now like we want to have this like people to have different experiences. Like there are a ton of Ethereum events, right? And there are major events that happens every year, ECC like East Berlin and all those. What can we provide to the Ethereum people, like something that they haven't experienced yet? So that's one thing. And then after we selected Latin America, there are a couple of candidates. For Bogota, the city was very welcoming, but also the venue is, I hope you felt it, yes. Venue is amazing. So the venue is also very important. And then we started to receive proposals from community members this year. So we are receiving proposals for next DevCon from different communities. And so again, like if the communities are very passionate and then they can help us to do organize best DevCon, that's, extra bonus or extra point for us. So those are the criteria.
And Ethereum, of course, it's software, but it's software that's supposed to help humans, help us do the things that we want to do. It's all about culture. And how do you think about culture as it relates to DevCon? Because like we all have all these talks and they're all very technical, but we're in Bogota. We're not in San Francisco, and we're also engaging with the ETH LATAM community. What role does culture play in providing the experience here in DevCon?
Yeah, so it's very, very important for us to be a supporter as EF, right? At the opening ceremony, I spoke about subtraction, our one of our principles, and then I definitely want people to see it because it's an important message. And we choose some places, but then we're not doing everything, right? We're just being a supporter, and then community starts building a lot of different things, and then you feel the vibe from that too, but also speaking on the culture, Ethereum culture, like we focus on building and no one is talking about the price of Ether or, like just that this vibe of building together, building solutions together. And then especially in Latin America, this is not just cool new tech. This is, like necessity for their life. So, I love for everyone to feel that through this experience. And then also, wherever you go, Ethereum events always have that feeling. But with DevCon, we definitely want to make sure people feel that.
And this DevCon is happening at an interesting spot in Ethereum's story. We are a few weeks, 6 weeks-ish, post-merge. And much of Ethereum's early history has been about getting to proof of stake. And now we are having this DevCon where everyone, all the developers, all the community members are all coming together right after we go through this big transitory period in Ethereum. What do you think the role of DevCon is in kind of defining eras of Ethereum? How does it help write the Ethereum story?
Yeah, so obviously we didn't plan it. Luckily, DevCon happened right after the merge, and then it was perfect timing. But also, I also said this in my talk, it's like, merge was important not just because of all the technical advancements to the protocol. This giant project was done by a decentralized community. That's no one has done that before. And so I think the DevCon is a perfect place to celebrate that part, not just about the technical part. And then you can really feel, there's so many people outside of EF who are involved in the merge, and then they can actually be together in person and officially celebrate. So it turned out to be the perfect time. But again, we didn't really predict it. But maybe we got lucky because we were decentralized, and then, like, you know, someone gave us luck.
And so, yeah, there is a lot of celebrating going on. It's always, every time I see the people on crypto Twitter or the people that I interview on Bankless that are all around the world, all in the same spot, that is something to celebrate. And everyone chooses how to celebrate in their own unique flavor. Some people go out to dinners. There's a bunch of parties. How are you and other people at the EF celebrating here at DEF CON?
So, I don't know. Like, we just, like, being able to be together is one celebration. And then we just, you know, I received this panda coin from the researchers. But we just are happy being able to be together. You know, like, I just was with Vitalik and Dani yesterday, and then we kind of, like, we did it. Like this. Again, like, we didn't really do it. Like, all the community members did it together. But, you know, like, we're able to be part of it. That's very exciting. And, we are also EF getting together at the same location. Doesn't really happen often. So this is, like, we haven't really done, because DEF CON, people have been busy with DEF CON, and the team has been really busy. So hopefully maybe tomorrow or on Sunday we have, like, actual time to celebrate.
Right. As the organizers of DEF CON, you can't celebrate too soon. You have to wait for it to be over. Did you have any goals coming into DEF CON? Any, like, things that you wanted to see, any experiences you wanted to have, or what did you want to get done? And now that we're at the end of the conference, we have a few more hours before we actually wrap this thing up. Did you achieve those goals?
Yeah. So my goal was to feel that Latin America communities have developed, you know, so much, and then to feel that they don't need us anymore, right? And then I think I do feel it that way. I was with all the Latin American community leaders this morning. We just got together with all different countries. They're super cool, but also very organized. And then they're running events and hackathons on their own. And then we are just supporter. And then I feel like our job is done and they don't need DEF CON anymore. So that was my goal, and then I do feel it, and then I feel like our mission is accomplished.
You said it was DEF CON 2 where you first identified that there's something different in Ethereum, and I think that was a little bit emblematic of your talk that you gave about subtraction. How is that subtraction mindset different than what most people would expect, and how is it the right mindset to think about Ethereum and what the role is at the EF?
So subtraction is really not about just doing less. It is like subtracting your power so that others can join. And then I think I just tried to explain it in one word, but then Ethereum actually has it already, right? It was there. That's how Ethereum has attracted so many people. And then EF doesn't have to be perfect, like, because others come in and then fill in the role, and then you are doing this podcast to do education, and so that's the power of the human community. And then so subtraction is all about, like, you make space for others, but then, like, you add, we subtract so that others can add, but then those who are adding, at some point maybe they can start subtracting. So, like, I'm hoping to see that more, not just from EF, but from others, because I think subtraction is really critical for Ethereum's decentralization.
Is it too early to think ahead to DEF CON 7?
A little bit too early. We're discussing. There are strong requests from different communities. Like, some communities are very strong. I don't know yet. So it's not like I'm hiding it. I don't know yet.
Well, we have some closing ceremonies we have to get to. So thank you for spending some time with me, and just thank you for everything you do at the EF.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Cheers.